Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to the Locked On Stars podcast. Happy Sunday to all of you out there, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Hope this podcast finds you well. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined by Kenneth Nash, the site expert at NolanWrighton.com. And Kenneth, it's a big day in the sports world. We've got, it's pretty much the main opening day for the National Football League. Dallas Cowboys play today. But if you came here to hear about Dallas Cowboys football, you are sadly mistaken. You're going to have to look elsewhere. Maybe try Locked On Cowboys. Because, Kenneth, we have much bigger news to talk about in not only the Dallas sports sphere, but in the pro sports sphere as a whole. Yes, that's right. We've got Dallas Stars hockey to talk about. Stars picking up another win, Kenneth. Game 4 victory against the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday night. And here we are, Kenneth, a 3-1 series lead for this team on the brink of the 2020 Stanley Cup Final. Wow, they did it again.
Yeah, I don't really know how. I'm just going to be real honest about it. Unlike I think Game 3, where the Stars were, I guess, I felt that the game was pretty even despite the stat line. Game 4 very much felt like Vegas was the better team, and yet here we sit, Dallas Stars 2-1 win. They're 60 minutes away, 60 minutes and at least one goal away from the Stanley Cup Final, and they've done it in a myriad of ways, which has been pretty impressive, but I don't know that there's been one that's been more impressive than what we saw tonight in terms of a team performance and kind of just bearing down when the pressure was on.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we saw tonight, Anton Hudobin was absolutely brilliant. And by tonight, I guess, Kenneth and I are recording this early. If you haven't already picked up on this, we record pretty much right after the game, a few hours after the game. So it's pretty early on Sunday morning, but Hudobin was brilliant nonetheless. Another fantastic night for him. And it's funny, even in post-game Zoom interviews still, people, national media will ask Rick Bonus and the players about Anton Hudobin and about what he means to this team and about, you know, almost where he came from. And Bonus always answers the same way, saying, we've known about him for 2 years. And, you know, other people may not have known about him, but he's proving that he can step up big. He's done it for 2 seasons in Dallas, and now taking on that role of basically number one goaltender throughout this entire Stanley Cup playoff run, not even having a 1B to fall back on, just the 1A primetime starting goalie, Anton Hudobin, and he steals the show in a big game for the Dallas Stars. A 2-1 win, Kenneth. And as we've seen in just in every game throughout this series against Vegas, unlike the Calgary and Colorado series where it was high-flying, high-scoring, this one very much a defense-first series, hard-scoring, get down to the gritty physical side of things, getting to the dirty areas, trying to get that one or two goals that'll make the difference. Stars did that on Saturday night, and we have a lot to talk about regarding this game, Kenneth. So let's kind of just tackle it as we usually do. Let's start by kind of going through a brief recap of just what happened for all those who may not have watched the game. If you did not get to witness that game, please go find it somewhere. It was another defense.
At least a third period.
Yes, at least a third period. Another defensive gem by the Dallas Stars. And for the national media that may not be happy with defensive first hockey, defensive minded hockey, well, the Stars are putting on a clinic yet again, pushing themselves to the brink of the 2020 Stanley Cup Final using that using their defensive laurels, Kenneth. And so it's impressive. We've come to know this Stars team as playing this style, but at the same time, the fact that they've been able to flip the switch so quickly and so consistently between series and continue to play the right style against the given opponent is just a sight to behold so far. And as a result, Stars pick up two goals, the two goals they needed tonight, Kenneth, and let Anton Hudobin do the rest in a 2-1 win.
Yeah, this one got off to another kind of back and forth start. I believe this is the third straight game in which neither team scored in the first period. Games 2, 3, and now 4 all had goalless first periods, and then Vegas got things going again. They hit the first goal, struck first on the power play, Alec Martinez on a nice one-timer from just in front of the blue line. It was really a perfectly placed shot. Anton Hudobin had zero chance at making the save on that one. Really put Vegas out in front, and you wondered, is that where the dam breaks for the Stars? As Anton Hudobin had been pretty phenomenal in net, the Stars were kind of hanging on by a thread there for a little while in the second period. Martinez gets that power play goal, and you kind of wonder, is this okay? Is this where they start to fall in for Vegas? And credit the Stars. They kind of regrouped and they turned on the pressure a little bit. Their forecheck was a lot heavier about midway through the second period after they gave up that goal. And the forecheck created their first goal of the game. A nice job by Alexander Radulov on the forecheck, and it creates a turnover. Joe Pavelski picks it up and then flips a backhand over Robin Lehner with an assist from a Vegas Golden Knights stick in a perfectly placed, but a little flutter puck that drifted over Robin Lehner's left shoulder into the net, tied it at 1-1. And then the Stars get the second goal with less than a minute to go in the second period. Jamie Benn on the power play. And this one was a rebound that kind of dropped back out into the slot. And when you watch the replay, you notice that Jamie Benn was really, he was just the first person to react. The puck ends up in the slot. He's able to put it past Lehner, make it a 2-1 Stars lead. And then you knew, going into third period, you knew what you were going to get. You knew which way the game was going to go, and that's exactly what we got. The Stars shut up shop, really try to choke out the neutral zone and make zone entries hard, make setting up an offense hard and slow things down. They limited opportunities for Vegas, and on the back of some heroics by their penalty killers, and of course Anton Hudobin, the Stars able to shut out Vegas in the third period and win this one 2-1.
Yeah, and especially there are a lot of key moments in that third period that we have to get to, and we will get to a little later on in the show. But some of the other things we got to mention, Kenneth, Andrew Cogliano getting back into the lineup. Radek Faxa was unfit to play for game 4 after hurting his hand or maybe a finger on his hand somewhere along there in game 3. Having to leave the game there. So not really sure he was on the unfit to play list for game 4. Andrew Cogliano slotting back in and getting his first point of the playoffs with that assist on the Joe Pavelski goal, the primary assist. And then Jamie Benn stepping up once again, Kenneth, had a goal and an assist, including an assist on the game winner in game 3 to Alexander Radulov. And then picking up the game-winning goal late in the second period, just 59 seconds left to go in the period. So another late second period tally for the Stars. And then, as you mentioned, Kenneth, we sound like a broken record at this point. At least I think we do. In a matter of, and it's funny, I tweeted something out early on in the Colorado series about how it was impressive to watch this Dallas Stars team suffocate games in the third period while protecting a one-goal lead or a two-goal lead. And I continue to refer back to that tweet. I'll retweet it at times. I'll quote tweet it at other times because that is what this Stars team has become known as, and that's how they continue to pick up these wins, is building on a lead, weathering the storm in the first period, capitalizing on their chances in the second period, building up a lead going into second intermission, and then slamming the door shut with a mixture of, like you said, strong play in the neutral zone, strong defensive structure, and some timely saves, and, you know, let alone impressive saves by Anton Hudobin in that third period and all throughout tonight's game. A very impressive game for the Stars. They get outshot 33-20. Faceoffs are dead even at 50% apiece. Stars go 1-for-4 on the power play, 4-for-5 on the penalty kill. And then, once again, Kenneth, getting physical. Not as many hits as we've seen in recent games, but still Stars holding the edge at 43-31. 17 block shots as opposed to Vegas's 14. And Kenneth, it was just another complete win, a textbook Dallas Stars win. And in the biggest, you know, at this point, each game that comes along is the biggest game of the Dallas Stars season. And in the biggest game of their season, they delivered yet again an impressive 2-1 victory against the Vegas Golden Knights to take a 3-1 series lead and pull just one win short of their first trip to the Stanley Cup Finals since the year 2000. Plenty more to talk about regarding this Game 4 victory. We'll talk more about it right around the corner when Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. All right, guys, before we step aside, I got to ask you, between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, I'm sure y'all all have plenty on your to-do list right now. Now give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. If you want Chinese, if you want pizza, or if someone else in the family's craving Froyo, there's something for everyone on DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. All you have to do is open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Remember, guys, many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be delivered to your door. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code LOCKEDONNHL. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter LOCKEDONNHL. Don't forget, that's code LOCKEDONNHL for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, happy Sunday to all of you. Kenneth, we've got plenty on our sports plate right now. You know, sitting back and looking at just what all's gone down. It's now September, what day is this?
13th.
September 13th.
Sunday's
the 13th. So it's September 13th. The Stars began the first round of the playoffs since August 11th. They began round robin play on August 3rd, and then you go back even a little bit further, 2 weeks or so before that, the Texas Rangers and the MLB opened their season. A week after that, NBA opened their season over in the bubble in Orlando, or restarted their season, rather. And so there's so much sports on the plate, Kenneth. College football's been underway for 2 weeks now, and now NFL is kicking off here on Sunday. But we don't want to talk about any of those sports, Kenneth. We don't have time for Dallas Cowboys. We love the Dallas Cowboys. I will be cheering for the Dallas Cowboys tonight, hoping they pick up a season-opening win against the Los Angeles Rams. But we don't have time to talk about them, Kenneth. We don't have time. You know, it's people have been so frustrated for so many years about the Stars' lack of coverage on, I guess, audio-based content? Is that the way to say this, Kenneth? Mainly radio. Sports radio. Yes.
I would just argue in Dallas sports media coverage, it's not print.
Fair point. Yes, it's not print.
Coverage of the Stars can be pretty lackluster.
It few and far between, right? Yeah.
Never mind, I'm not going
to
go there.
We're not trying to disparage. We're just simply stating some of the grievances that Stars fans have had. So as a result, we are here to talk about Dallas Stars hockey, Kenneth. That's what they're here for, and that's what we're here to give you. So anyways, getting back to the subject at hand, Stars picking up a 2-1 win in Game 4 against the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Final on Saturday night to build their lead to a three games to one series lead against Vegas. And they now have a chance, Kenneth, to not only eliminate Vegas, which, let's step back for a minute and remind everyone, Vegas was just like Colorado in the fact that they seem to be the odds-on favorite to win this series. You look at just about any national sports or any national sports site or sports station, it seemed as though Vegas was the heavy favorite. I even looked at NHL.com's predictions going into this conference final series for the West and the East. I think two of the 10 to 12 riders that were polled picked Dallas to win this series. And now the Stars, Kenneth, are less than 48 hours away from potentially closing this series out on Monday night in Game 5. What a run it's been. And they just, they don't seem to have an off switch here, Kenneth.
No, they don't. And you know, we're approaching that territory, and I don't mean this to be a jinx because I'm not making any predictions here, but we're approaching that territory where they feel a little bit like some of those teams of destiny that you see and you hear about and that are fabled in sports lore, and however far that gets them. It's just when you look at how they finished the regular season before the pause and how they looked when they came back from the pause and in the round robin, and even in game one against Calgary, it was like, okay, this team just they clearly don't have quite the juice it takes to get over the top. And then what do? They come running back in the Calgary series and have an epic, you know, 3-goal comeback. Actually, they scored 7 unanswered against Calgary in the elimination game and take care of Calgary. Then they take on the Avalanche. It's like, okay, here's where the run comes to an end. Calgary had its deficiencies, but they just – the Stars can't just – go against a shootout with the Avalanche, and I don't know that they can go back to their, you know, defensive first style and everything like that. So what do? They get into a shootout with the Avalanche and score 5 goals in all 4 of their wins in that series, beat the Avalanche in 7, and then they go to they take on Vegas. And it's like, okay, you know, okay, now we've seen a real team. You know, the Calgary had their deficiencies.
Yep.
Colorado had some injuries and inexperience, but Vegas is experienced. They're talented. They've got the depth to match the Stars. They've got the goaltending advantage. This is the team that's going to take care of Dallas Stars. And where are we? Stars up 2-1. Or sorry, 3-1. Win 2-1 tonight. Now up 3-1. And are firmly in control of the series and look like they are going to be the favorites to be the first, you know, the first team out of the conference final round and into the Stanley Cup playoff or Stanley Cup final, pardon. And so it's interesting, and that's where I think that's where a lot of people's mind has gone. And you look at the standout performers tonight, and it's likely characters, but at the same time unlikely characters. As good as we know Anton Khudobin is and can be, he's been marvelous, especially these past, what, 2 games, really 3 out of this 4 games of this series so far.
Yeah.
He's been unbelievable tonight. I mean, it wasn't even just the saves he was making. It was his rebound control. It was his ability to find pucks, loose pucks in his crease and cover them up. He had a pretty hilarious lunging save or lunging cover with his blocker hand.
A magician.
Before I think Braden McNabb was coming down on it.
The other save. Yes, grabbing, abandoning his stick and grabbing the puck with his blocker hand. Yes.
Yeah, he had another one in some traffic out in front of his crease where he just went lunging head first into it and covered it up. And then he had the one that ended up in his pad and he spun.
There were a number, yes.
He was just, and so it wasn't even just the saves he was making. It was his ability to control the puck, limit rebounds, and find the puck in traffic. I mean, the only shot that beat him was an unbelievable one-timer from Alec Martinez, which nobody was going to save. I mean, no goalie in the NHL saves that shot because of how well it was placed. And so you look at that, and that's where you get that feeling of, can he be beaten? Can this team be beaten? Because this isn't Ben Bishop. This is, while we talk about the 1A, 1B, this is 1B. And yet, where is he? He just went 32 of 33. He held Vegas to 1 goal. He's already shut them out in this series. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he just, there is no breaking point with him. Even in game 2, it wasn't really his fault that they looked so bad. They just looked really bad as a team. So, you know, it's been a weird ride. And you wonder if there's an obstacle that can take the Stars out, because, like I said, Calgary is supposed to be that obstacle. And then it was like, okay, definitely Colorado. And then it was like, okay, Vegas. Vegas matches up perfectly. And where do we sit?
Yep.
1 game away, 60 minutes and at least a goal. And the Stars are sitting in the Stanley Cup final for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, and that's the craziest thing to think about. Like you mentioned, it seems as though they've been defying the odds since game 1 of the first round when they lost to Calgary. And many people were saying, you know, it was a rough round robin for the Stars. They still can't find a way to score. Even those 2 goals, the Denis Gurianov goal. Thinking back, Kenneth, just to August 11th when this playoff journey began, those 2 goals the Stars scored, Denis Gurianov's deflection off of a body and then Ben's weird one that trickled through Cam Talbot. Even losing that game, everyone was turning. Media was turning, saying this: the Stars are losing this series. They're going to be a one and done. This was a wasted year for this team. And since then, it's been like every single challenge against them, every single obstacle, they've turned it around and they've beaten it. And this is a team, as Josh Bogorod said, I think pretty perfectly following the game on Saturday night, Josh Bogorod saying they look like a team that deserves to be here, believes that they should be here, and potentially even further. And that's what the Dallas Stars are right now. They're, as you said, Kenneth, they just might be that team of destiny. Five wins separating them from their first Stanley Cup in 21 years and second Stanley Cup overall in franchise history. But as the players and coaches and Rick Bonus said following Game 4's win on Saturday, or the Game 4 win on Saturday night, they haven't done anything yet. They're keeping it even keel. They're not getting too high, not getting too low, staying in the moment. And that's what they're going to do going into Game 5 on Monday. Plenty more to talk about regarding the Game 4 victory on Saturday night. We'll get to it right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this Sunday episode. Kent, we're going to put a nice little bow here on this Sunday episode. Wrap it up real nicely. Do you know how to tie bows?
Is it just like tying your shoes?
Well, I've always wondered, because like, you know, you have those bows. We talked, it's funny, we get on these random like home, you know, homemaking discussions in our past couple podcasts. We talked about crocheting last time and pillows, you know, couch pillows. Now we're talking about tying bows for like presents and whatnot, but we're going to wrap this up with a nice bow here. Last couple minutes talking about the Dallas Stars Game 4 win against the Vegas Golden Knights. A 2-1 victory on Saturday night, giving the Stars a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference Final. One win away from the Stanley Cup Final. It would be their first berth in the final since the year 2000. And Kenneth, we talked about it in the last block about this Stars team continues to overcome obstacles. They continue to meet pressure, meet challenges head on, and bounce past it. It seems as though this team has a certain swagger that really is setting them apart from all the other competition in the playoffs, all the other opponents that the Stars are facing throughout the first three rounds. And as a result, they're right here on the doorstep, Kenneth. But as we know, they were in this exact same position against Colorado just about a week and a half ago, and Colorado rattling off wins in Game 5 and Game 6 to tie that series at 3-3, force it to a Game 7. So this is still very much an open series, Kenneth. It seems those Stars have that decisive advantage going into Game 5, especially in terms of momentum and emotion. You even see tonight, Kenneth, some of those Vegas shots and some of those Vegas chances. It did not. They looked like a team that was just missing something. You know, they were missing a critical piece. They couldn't get a whole lot of pressure going on Anton Hudobin in that third period. And when they had open chances, Kenneth, in the first period, they were missing the net. They were putting it right into Hudobin's chest. They were just not clicking on all cylinders, which is something we did not expect to see from this Vegas team. But I think a lot of that credit has to go to the Dallas Stars, Kenneth, for forcing them into these errors, forcing them into these mistakes, and almost getting in their head a good bit in such a critical, pivotal point in the series.
Yeah, to me, what was exemplified tonight, and you saw it, I think, in a really a 70-second span, or actually a little bit longer than that, it was that 5-on-3 slash power play late in the third period, yeah, just under 7 minutes to go. And you saw when Vegas went on the power play, you could see a little bit of a spark. And then Jason Dickinson takes the tripping minor after trying to get a shorthanded goal on the breakaway. Makes it a 5-on-3 for a little over a minute. And you could see, you know, Vegas called the timeout. You could see a little bit of life. They're like, okay, this is the chance. And I mean, you could see him when they settled into their 5-on-3 after the faceoff, coming out of the timeout, they set it up and they're like, all right, here we go. And slowly you saw their confidence and their ability to score even on a 5-on-3 dissipate so quickly. And it's because if you watch, the Stars were, the penalty kill tonight for the Stars was phenomenal. But in that sequence right there, the 5-on-3 and then the subsequent power play that started afterwards, you saw the penalty killers moving. You know, they were synchronized in their movements, and nobody was over committing to anything. I was surprised there was a save, I believe it was, that got that was kind of redirected it around up towards kind of the half wall. Mark Stone went after it, which Mark Stone obviously struggling with an injury. He was not moving well. And I was a little surprised that the Stars didn't press out and try to create, you know, try to clear the puck further, try to beat him to the puck because he wasn't moving well. But they were disciplined. They sat back. It was Como, Lindell, and I can't remember who the third one is for right off the top of my head right now on that 5-on-3. But they were disciplined. And then when they did give up shots, Anton Khudobin, I mean, he was reading Vegas like a book. I mean, he was just every single time they went to shoot, not only was he over, but he was already tunneling out of the crease and cutting down angles. And he was just, you could see them kind of their confidence and their energy kind of slip away on that 5-on-3 when just every chance they got was basically just they squared up right into Khudobin's chest. And so then that disappeared. And after that, the Stars really just kind of, they just choked out the life, really. It sounds dark, but that's kind of how they make their money, doing that. And you saw guys putting their bodies on the line. Tyler Seguin with an unbelievable shot block late in the game, lunging, diving into the face of a one-timer from the blue line. I believe it broke his stick. But it's those kind of things that just, they chip away at another team and opponent's kind of a belief that there's something to be had from that game. And by the end of it, you know, the last minute and a half or so, Vegas had pulled their goalie, and yet they could hardly get into the zone. The Stars' blue line basically were just stopping everything up at the blue line, were chipping things out quickly. Vegas couldn't get anything set up despite having the extra attacker on. And the Stars were just, they were disciplined in everything they did. Jimmy Benn, you know, he had a chance on a clearance. He could have gone for the empty net. Instead, he just chips it up the boards to avoid the icing and keep letting the clock roll. And it was that kind of veteran moves. We saw a lot of that. We saw a lot of the discipline you get from experience and lots of playing time. And it slowly kind of eroded away Vegas's confidence. You could see it. It was visible. And by the end of the night, I think Vegas was incredibly frustrated because they felt like they should be on top. And yet here they are down 3-1 in the series and facing elimination.
Yeah, it really did. And I know as much as it seemed like game three, Vegas even talked about game three post-game, saying it felt like a missed opportunity. Tonight's got to feel like even more of a missed opportunity because they were, in terms of possession, in terms of, you know, shots on goal, in terms of chances, it did seem like they were the better team, but they were controlling the pace for the majority of the game, especially in that first period and then going into the third. But another thing, Kenneth, is like you mentioned, that 5-on-3 was huge for the Stars, huge for Anton Khudobin. I think Vegas only ended up getting 3 shots on goal during that 70 seconds of 5-on-3. And one thing that's got to be, that has to be pointed out, Kenneth, and if we have to do this, Kenneth, if this has to be our service to society, then we will do it. But for the number of times that we've heard national media say this, we've seen national media write this or tweet this about great work by the Dallas Stars for blank, but this other team, yada, X opponent, didn't do good enough in X area. There's no more need for this clarifier stuff, Kenneth. I'm sorry. There's no need to clarify a statement and say, yeah, Stars did well, but if so-and-so had just done this, they would have won the game or they would have had a better result. The Dallas Stars are right now in as dangerous of a mode as we've seen them in probably at least a decade here, Kenneth. They are playing some of the most confident hockey I've ever seen them play, and I'm sure a lot of Stars fans will say the same. They're confident. They're determined, Kenneth. You saw it, as Rick Bonus said, post-game, they gutted this one out. You know, guys that were taking the extra step, making the extra play, like you said, blocking those shots. Anton Khudobin stopping 12 shots shorthanded. Every player on this team is pulling their weight, Kenneth, at the most important time of the year. This team is determined. This team is aggressive. This team's on the hunt. And now this team is one win away. from a berth in the Stanley Cup final. And that's while it's shocking, Kenneth, it's not. Because if you've followed this team throughout this run, you know that they it's almost like they laugh in the face of any threat, of any danger that may come their way. And they find a way to best it. They find a way to outdo it. And ultimately, it's gotten them to where they are now, 11 wins deep in the Stanley Cup playoffs. What else do we say, Kenneth?
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, that's really how you got to characterize it. Obviously, it's a weird situation as a whole. But in my Dallas Stars fandom, and now, you know, watching and now sitting here coasting this, and just the time I've spent following this team, I haven't seen them quite as focused, isn't right, just determined as I've seen them in this postseason run. You see it in the postgame pressers. You know, it's almost, you know, here they are sitting 3-1 up on Vegas, 60 minutes away from Stanley Cup final. You know, Jamie Benn be the first Stanley Cup final of his career. It looked like a post game after an exhibition, before the season started. Not to say that they're nonchalant or flippant about it. It's just their focus is wholly not on this. It's on 5 wins from now. Yeah. And it's about climbing each win that you need to take and each win you need to pick up along the way to get to that point. And I think that's what makes them so dangerous. And that's why I think they've looked even more dangerous in this series, is even in the Colorado series, there was a bit of, okay, we've been in the second round before. We've gone 7 games in the second round and we haven't made it out for a lot of these guys. But now they're sitting, I think when they got to this round, a lot of these guys are looking at it and going, okay, it's right there. Yep. And you look at a guy like Jamie Benn, who this is the first time he's going to have a shot at this potentially if they can get this fourth win, and you don't know how often these chances come, so you could make the argument this might be his last opportunity to Stanley Cup. You really do not know with the way hockey goes. And so I think a lot of those guys are looking at it and going, okay, 8 wins away, okay, 7 wins away, okay, 6 wins away, okay, 5 wins away, and that's where they sit right now. And it's a process to them now, and they've made it a very, very process oriented. It's almost what it is. It's the task at hand. It's the next period, the next goal, the next game, the next win, until they get to their end result, which is going to be nothing short of a Stanley Cup final in their mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier during post game, it was all about Joe Pavelski bringing out the same phrase: "We haven't done anything yet." Rick Bonus talking about, you know, got to stay even keel. Corey Perry talking about there's ups, there's downs, there's roller coasters throughout this playoffs. We just got to keep our mindset on the next game ahead. And that's another thing. Jamie Benn finishing it off by saying, we're staying in the moment here as a group and taking it one game at a time. They've done so far, and it's worked for them, Kenneth. 11 wins through this Stanley Cup playoff run. What a run it's been for the Dallas Stars, a run that many didn't expect to happen, a run that many doubted, especially when you look at the opponents that the Stars have faced, a lot of Stanley Cup favorites, and as a result, here they are. They've defied the odds all year, and as Brian Ray said during Stars Live post-game after Game 4, if you haven't seen it yet, you got to go over to Fox Sports Southwest or Fox Sports Southwest Plus following the games. On NBC or NBC Sports, because Stars Live is there. Brian Ray and Brent Severn bringing you the best coverage you're going to find. Best Dallas Stars coverage around. So just a shameless plug there. But anyways, Brian Ray mentioned it, Kenneth, coming out of a commercial in that episode tonight in that new edition of Stars Live, saying, why not the Dallas Stars? This year, with how wacky it's been and how resilient this Dallas Stars team has been through all of the process, through all of the pain, through all of the struggles, through all of the uncertainty, why not? They continue to take everything Vegas throws at them, and they continue to, as Jamie Benn has said in back-to-back games now, they find a way to get it done, and that's a dangerous mark for any team, especially 5 wins away from hoisting Stanley Cup. But at the same time, it's all about the next game, Game 5, between the Stars and Vegas Golden Knights. Coming up on Monday night, Stars have a chance to close it out. Vegas will be fighting to keep their season alive. A lot to look forward to in that game, Kenneth. And it's going to be a fun one. We've got a fun couple days coming up here for Dallas sports. And while we will cheer for the Cowboys, and yes, can't wait to see that season, right now the focus is on a team that's one win away from a chance at a championship in Dallas pro sports. So lots of fun here at the Locked On Stars podcast. We've had a blast bringing this all to you, this entire playoff run. We're going to continue bringing it to you every day here, 5 days a week. Kenneth, any final thoughts? That's about all we've got for our Sunday podcast. So any final thoughts here?
As always, make sure to hit subscribe so we show up in your feed every single day. We've picked up a couple of new reviews on Apple Podcasts. We'll make sure to recognize those probably on Monday's episode after the game Monday, because I just honestly I don't have it up in front of me right
now.
That's
okay. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah. So, but we thank you for your feedback there. The feedback on Twitter has been awesome. You guys have been listening to these episodes like crazy the past couple of weeks. We love having you all along for the ride, and you know, hopefully we're around for quite a bit longer and get to cover maybe a little bit deeper of a playoff run, even than where we're sitting right now. Yep. Follow us on Twitter at @LockedOnStars, at @Kenneth_Nash19, and at @Josh_Clark02.
Yep, it's all about the next game mentality. As Joe Pavelski said, nothing's been done yet. As Kobe said, job's not finished. So, 3-1 series lead. Those Stars in a really good spot against the Vegas Golden Knights in the 2020 Western Conference Finals after a 2-1 Game 4 win on Saturday night. Another impressive showing by the Stars. Another impressive showing by every player on that roster, Jamie Benn, Anton Hudobin, the list goes on and on. And now the Dallas Stars are in prime position to punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. It's been a fun ride so far. Let's keep it going, Kenneth. A strong week ahead here at the Locked On Stars podcast. But until then, have a great Sunday. Hope you're staying well. Hope you're staying safe and healthy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.